I'm right to go. How long have I been able to go for? Oh, Jesus. I didn't know. I would have started talking out. Hey, fellow human beings, welcome back. Woo! We've got another podcast recording happening live. This time it's And Then They Fucked. If you are up the back, why don't you move on closer up into the splash zone? The Baron F. Beef's Curtains is really, really going to give us a show, is it not? Cry crossing your legs just minutely. So come on close.
asking for a friend.
I will ask the bar if they have any ping pong balls on hand. But once again, let your feelings be heard. Laugh out loud, clap loud. Do we still have that energy from earlier? Good, glad to hear it. Maybe turn it down a bit, guys. Jesus. All right, and I'll hand you straight over to the Marquis du Taint.
Hello, everybody. How are we all? Yeah. Hi, I'm the Marquis du Taint, and this here is...
The Baroness Beefcurtains.
You're not turned on at all.
I'm not. Can you turn me on? The Baroness Beefcurtains.
There we go. And so we're not going to do a little introduction today. We're just going to talk some smut to you. Just cheer if you've listened to the podcast before tonight.
Woo! Now just cheer anyway.
There is a difference.
Yes.
So we haven't discussed who's going to go first. Did you want to go first or did I want to go first?
Let me get it out of the way.
Yes, yes, you finish first and then you can finish me off.
Are you ready?
I think there's a finite amount of times that we can ask them to just cheer arbitrarily.
I'm not asking them to cheer. I'm actually just, are you okay? Are you comfortable? Are you ready for me to ruin your life? Okay. This story is called Butt Stuff by Purple Sparkles 29. Butt stuff. Morning sunlight shone brightly through the gap in the curtains. Anna stirred from her sleep and opened her eyes. Hans was still fast asleep next to her, snoring.
Oh, good, frozen. Yes, excellent. Butt stuff.
Butt stuff. He was lying on his front, with his face buried in his pillow. The bed sheets were completely off him, and he was naked. A blush spread over Anna's face as she drank in the beautiful sight of her husband. It's her husband, so it's okay. Anna adored Hans' pert, sculpted backside, and the fact that it was peppered with freckles was adorable.
Okay, all right. Firstly, this is in, like, Switzerland or Norway.
Somewhere cold.
How is he getting freckles on his butt?
I don't know, you tell me.
He just sun...
Maybe he goes to the tanning salon specifically to put his butt in.
The things you learn about Hans.
She often wondered how he managed to acquire these.
Okay, good. See? It's not a stupid question. Thank you very much, everybody.
As usually, freckles appear on the skin that had been exposed to the sun.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the grammar gets good, guys. He, she traced a finger from Hans's shoulder. From Hans's shoulder blades down to the cleft of his backside, making his muscles tense up from the sudden contact.
Go on, please.
Yeah, mate. He lifted his head, opened one eye, and turned his head to see Anna. Good morning, sleepyhead. Anna said, still focused on her husband's buttocks.
Okay.
Every time I read the word or see the word buttocks, I think of Forrest Gump. Buttocks.
Well, that would be good for you because you're unnaturally fixated on
Tom Hanks,
right?
Yeah.
So in this situation, is Hans played by Tom Hanks?
Sure. No. Actually, no. I take it back.
Oh, no. What's going to happen that you don't want Tom Hanks to play this?
Anna said, still focused on her husband's buttocks, her fingers now stroking the fleshy part of his cheeks. Hans mumbled. And burying his head back into his pillow, Anna groped one of Hans's cheeks to see his reaction. And to her disappointment, Hans continued to sleep, completely unfazed with her actions, as it was the first time Anna had groped or fondled his backside in bed.
How long have they been married? I don't want to judge, you know.
Let's give it, like, let's say years and not months.
Wow, okay, because she's a Disney princess, so you have to give them some leeway on, like, when they get to the butt groping.
Yeah, I would say the butt groping for a Disney princess would be at least 1.5 years in.
Okay, so this is totally fine by your standards.
This is fine. A wicked smile spreads across Anna's face as she uses her other hand to grab his other cheek, spreading them apart and exposing his pink puckered hole.
Okay, okay. I'm gonna say, for the first time even touching his butt, that's a bit of an escalation.
Yeah, actually, I grope a lot of my friends' butts and I do not feel the urge to spread their cheeks.
And I thank you for that.
You're welcome. Doop-de-doo, where was I up to? Oh, that's right.
Pink puckered hole, I believe.
His pink puckered hole. Mmm, such a cute little bum, Anna says, whimpering at the sight. Whimpering?
Yeah, Disney princesses, they whimper.
Such a cute butthole. She begins to stroke his tight anus with a finger, making Hans suddenly wake from his slumber.
Okay, okay, all right.
He woke up for like a brief second, so it's consent.
I feel like he was pretending. I feel like this is just...
One of these ones? Where you just hello, what? I was sleeping, leave me alone.
I mean, this is a podcast, so no one
Everyone
except
Everyone knows
audience
I was winking, okay?
Okay, all right.
Anna, what are you doing? Hans says, his face flushes bright red from the taboo act his wife was currently doing to him. He was conscious that he had not bathed yet and secretly hoped he was sufficiently clean.
Oh, why write that?
I don't know.
Who wrote this and why?
What are you doing in your sleep that gets your butthole that dirty?
Sweat? I don't know.
I wish I hadn't asked the question. Anyway,
welcome to the podcast.
Where is that butthole gone? There it is. Anna took her index finger and placed it in her mouth, coating it with her saliva, and promptly inserted it into Hans' backside without warning.
Okay, so I think this is the moment where we... Thank you for the sound effects. Where we take a moment aside and say, Dear Disney Princess...
Yes.
Why...
Also, is a light coating of saliva enough before you ram your finger into someone's ass?
It depends whether they're expecting it or not.
Oh. Fuck, Anna! Hans cried out, tensing.
The correct response.
It's a good bit, guys. It's a good bit. It's a good bit.
I do enjoy that Hans is Australian.
Yeah, mate. Fuck, Anna! Hans cried out, tensing the ring of muscle around Anna's finger. He grabbed hold of the sheets beneath him as Anna began to move her finger inside of him. Soon, Hans got used to the sensation and relaxed.
Okay, I mean, is it... I mean, look, I don't want to give too much away about my personal life, but... What... Why is there no conversation happening? If this... She's just touched his butt for the first time and just, like, straight to digital penetration.
This is digital penetration for you guys. I found it on the internet.
Oh, don't try and make what I said a pun.
You love a pun.
Finish the story, you filthy woman.
Hang on. Don't call me a filthy woman. That's rude. I can't find... All right, butt stuff, butt stuff, butt stuff, butt stuff. And relaxed. Anna leant down and started to kiss and lick Hans's buttocks, moving her mouth closer to the cleft of his buttocks and replaced her finger with her tongue. Can I actually... You know what? I've changed my mind. I want to...
Don't touch me while you ask this question.
I would like... If I'm going to get one.
Okay.
A male volunteer from the audience to read a little something.
Okay, no, we've got a volunteer. Oh, well, we've got two volunteers.
Come here. Come sit.
Come on, come on.
Oh, together would be nice. All right. The more awkward, the better. What I need you to read is right here. That
little bit there. Oh, this is thrilling audio.
Are we saying it together?
Yeah.
Very close to the microphone.
Anna, that feels so good.
Hans gushes.
Thank you very much. And that went so much better than I thought it was going to.
I'm going to give you a sticker for that. Yeah, you get a sticker. You did a good job. Anna, that feels so good, Hans gushes. Bucking his hips up, causing his backside to lift up into Anna's face. Anna sticks her little pink tongue out and circles it around the entrance. Strings of saliva drip down her chin, causing her to make lewd sucking noises while she eats out her husband's ass. Any volunteers for the lewd sucking noises?
Don't know. Stop doing that.
The power. Anna can feel that she was soaking wet with arousal from doing such a forbidden sexual act to her husband. Reminder.
It's not forbidden.
To her husband.
This is perfectly fine, even for Disney princesses.
One of her hands moves in between her legs and she makes... In between her legs and she begins to use her own fingers to stimulate herself, full aware that she was not far from making herself come. Hans's cock was now fully erect, and he wasn't far from reaching his own climax. Anna, I'm gonna... Hans hadn't even finished his sentence before ejaculating thick ropes of cum.
You know what they say about Norwegians.
On the sheets below, letting a loud masculine moan fill the room. Masculine moan, care to fill that in? Sounds about right to me. Anna could feel Hans's anus throbbing in her mouth as she climaxed, and it was enough to make her orgasm. Anna wiped her mouth with the back of her hand and sat up. Wow. Well, I don't know who enjoyed that more, you or me, she said. Hans laid back in bed and gestured Anna to lie down next to him. I'm impressed that you managed to make me come without even touching my cock. Hans said with a smirk. I'm committed to the Australian accent.
Yeah,
now.
You really are.
Hans said with a smirk. Anna giggled and planted a kiss on her husband's rosy cheek. It does not specify which one, the end.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Took me 2 hours to find that. 2 hours.
Why so long? Disney smut's really easy to find.
It is easy to find, but I had to weed out a lot of incest. Nope, nope.
Granted.
Nope, 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 nope.
Well, let's take a little break and see if I've got an incest story for us, shall we? I might or might not have an incest story
you
for
better
you.
Better not. I swear that's one of our rules.
If it is one of our rules, we've broken it a lot of times.
Oh, true, Big Hero 6.
Yeah.
Not even lying.
Okay, so I'm not sure how many of you are like celebrity cook fans, if that's even such a thing, but my story's called Paula Deen's Salty Secret by the author Timey Wimey Wizard Stuff. Now, it was a hot summer's day in July of 1966, and Paula Deen was hosting her cooking show like she did every Saturday. Everything appeared to be normal from the outside, but little did the audience know that before the show, during breaks, and after the show, Paula had a dirty secret. As the lights shut off, Paula could hardly see her kitchen. She turned slowly on her heel and she walked back to the dressing room. A long day of filming being surrounded by butter made her shudder. No, I can't control myself. I have my own butter.
You know you're not allowed to do that accent.
I am allowed to do that accent.
I don't like you.
Well, you didn't even bring your sunglasses, so there.
Crap. They're in my bag.
Anticipation flooded her body. Heat radiated off of her. Quickly and loudly, she made her way down the halls and opened the familiar door. Paula needed to get to her fridge. She made the stretch of the tiny room to where the mini fridge sat. Opening the door slowly, she moaned softly and grabbed the salted butter from the top shelf. Can we get the moan softly? I love how you just switch off the disgust to moan softly.
I mean, there are certain jobs I should be paid for, but I'm not.
The salted butter had a kick that non-salted couldn't compare to.
Like a zesty kick?
Zesty kick.
Yeah, actually, non-salted butter is gross.
A few moments in the microwave later, the butter was the perfect tenderness. Her jeans and her panties were off in no time.
This is going in a very different direction than I thought it was. I did not think it would be melted.
You're welcome. With shaky fingers, Paula unwrapped the paper that was keeping her from her true pleasure. The couch was her favourite place. It gave the right amount of comfort and propped her up in the fashion most suitable for this sort of job.
You're nasty.
Do you know what sort of job we're talking about?
I don't care, but we're on a couch. Can you not?
I cannot, but I will continue.
What kind of job?
Very little did she mind that this action would give her even more vaginal acne. You know how before the show I warned you about one phrase that I thought would get you? That's the phrase.
Vaginal acne.
Vaginal acne.
You know what? Shoving butter up there, I think, would give you vaginal acne.
Among other things.
Among other things.
She had grown used to this. Very interesting names were given to each one.
Of the acne?
I assume. I don't know. But the immense passion she felt for butter surpassed the very reasons that told her not to do such immoral things.
It's not immoral to fuck butter. It's not immoral to fuck butter. You can do what you want.
The Baroness is going on record. Not immoral to fuck butter.
It's not. It's got no feel. Butter doesn't have feelings. If you want to fuck... Show me a stick of butter that has feelings.
Do not. You do not want to know what she's going to do with it.
Sugar butterfly.
Okay. She would sit there on the floor and caress the salty stick of butter.
It's melted. How is she doing this?
Dying in... It's not melted. It's melting.
Softened.
Softened butter.
Softened. Thank you, audience.
Yep.
Softened butter.
Dying inside, waiting for the moment, the right moment to put it in. Carefully, she slid the stick of butter as high up as it would go into her privates with an audible groan.
I don't think that's going to give you acne.
I mean...
Acne's not the worst of your worries if you're putting a full stick of butter up your vag.
And, like, not even just one. This is before her show, during her breaks, and after the show. Breaks during filming.
Commercial breaks? Or
I
filming
assume
breaks?
So.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, commercial breaks are short. Oh, so you just, like, wander over the... Oh, yeah, I'm good to go.
She really likes butter, Julie. She squeezed her eyes shut and parted her lips. She moved it in up and down motions, side to side, and washing machine style.
I think it would be fully melted by now.
Look, I don't want to speculate on the heat of Paula Deen's vagina, but I will if I have to.
So, audience, does anyone volunteer to put a stick of butter up their vagina and just see how long it takes to melt?
Yes, this isn't an interactive show. Let's continue on.
Look what I did, though.
The speed of the butter running throughout her increased, and she wanted to scream. It made her feel so alive. Her insides were tearing! Exclamation mark.
Tearing?
Yeah, look, I don't know. Softened butter must... It's
That's some sharp butter.
Maybe it's a metaphor.
Oh, I don't get those.
She tried to stay as silent as possible, but once she reached her climax, there was no hiding her pleasure-filled sounds. She was throbbing and about ready to climax. One more, in and out, and Paula let out the loudest groan yet.
Oh!
That wasn't like a spot-on Paula Deen.
I think so.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah.
She made a mental note to buy this brand of putter again. The pulse in her vagina was slowing down, and Paula was finishing up. But suddenly, there was a knock on the door. The sound fluttered across the room and straight into her ears. Oh, butter shit cakes. She thought.
There's two pages. I didn't know there was two pages.
Paula scrambled to pull out the butter, but as it slid out, there was a squelching noise and butter mixed with vaginal fluid splattered the walls. Again, the physics are mind-boggling.
Again, welcome to the splash zone. Here's a little something I prepared earlier with a stick of butter.
Put your knees together. She looked in horror, then her attention turned to her pants lying on the ground. Just as Paula lunged from them, her son Jamie waltzed through the door and got a complete shot of his mother's birthing hole. One of my favourite things about reading smutty fan fiction is the variety of words that they come up with for genitalia.
Yes. Yes, cream hole is frequently used.
Cream hole.
There's some good ones.
Mum, what? Oh my God! Jamie yelled in terror and shielded his eyes.
I feel like he would have had a voice break during that. Can we try that again?
Well, he's actually quite old. I did my research. He's like mid-20s.
Do it again.
Mum, what? Oh my God!
Satisfied.
I'm so sorry. One sec. No, it's okay.
It's
he broke
not.
Her off.
It's red hot not.
She was speechless and confused. Jamie continued. I like to masturbate with butter too. Jamie confessed.
That makes a little bit more sense.
Paula was speechless.
I can see a guy masturbating with butter, but a girl, uh-uh.
I mean, again, I don't want to keep coming back to vaginal acne, but I feel like that's the reason.
I don't think it's vaginal acne that's the reason.
One night when I was little, after Dad left, I heard this awful suction sound coming from your room. Paula blushed. I cracked open the door and I saw your hand going up and down and the butter wrapper. I decided to try it and I became addicted.
Wait, so she learnt this trick off her son?
Paula was sitting there, pantsless,
okay.
Speechless,
other
and
way around.
Proud. Proud that she... She was proud that she had taught her son so well without even knowing it. I don't know how she's claiming pride for learning something from his teenage masturbatory actions.
Wait, so I was right. He learned it from her or...
No, she saw him. No.
Keep it up, guys.
Read it again.
One night when I was little,
this
after
is the
Dad
boy.
Left, I heard this awful suction noise coming from your room.
Mum's
Paula
room.
Paula blushed. I cracked open the door and saw your hand going up and down and the butter wrapper. I decided to try it
became
addicted.
Mum learned it from son.
There we go.
Oh, wait. No, a woman can have a hand going up and down too.
Paula was sitting there, pantsless, speechless and proud. But what's that on the wall? He walked over and dragged his index finger down the mysterious substance.
Don't. No, you can fuck off if you... No.
Jamie stuck.
Nope.
His finger...
Nope.
In...
Nope.
His mouth. And considered... butter and a hint of something else. someone's been having some fun. And don't worry, this is the final sentence.
Because it hasn't gone too far already.
He shed his clothes and the love affair continued. But as a double date. The end.
What?
And that was Paula Deen's Salty, Salty Secret.
You nasty.
I've been saving that story for so long.
So what, since we first decided to make this podcast?
No. This one is maybe from about a year ago, but I found it and I thought that I had to save it for when, like, I could see everyone's reactions to what I was saying instead of just imagining them.
Buttery cum is definitely something I want to see people... Oh, and is hear it? People's reaction to.
No, I don't think it is. I think you think it is and then when you see it, it's not.
I would... Do you know what? Hand to God. Would have liked to see people's reaction.
Don't bring God into this.
To Geppetto's hard day.
No, don't. What? No.
But I mean, that for home listening.
Yeah, okay. Audience, if you don't have a problem with incest and literally every other crime in the world, then listen to Julie's Geppetto.
Geppetto's hard day. It's a great tale. Of a little puppet boy and his, let's say, maker.
Yeah, he doesn't become a real boy.
No, he doesn't. And that's the important line we didn't cross.
Because it's okay if he's just a toy, right? Right, everyone? The audience doesn't agree.
Excuse me, but I fuck lots of toys. If that's wrong, sue me.
Okay, well, that's been us. We've been there, they fucked. If you want to find us, we're on Twitter and we're on Facebook. We are not on Instagram because we are too filthy for Instagram.
We could try, but I feel like if they're offended by nipples, they're going to be offended by a lot of things that we do.
Vaginal butter.
Less offensive because you don't really know what that is in a picture.
Okay, well, we're about to test Instagram's grounds. You can find us on Patreon. Thank you once again for joining us. You've been a great live audience.
Thank you.
I've been the Marquis du Taint herewith.
And I, the Baroness Beef Curtains.
Until next time, smut fiends. Thank you very much, everybody. That's it. The Disney vs. Disney Debates podcast is all about finding the answer to one simple question. What is the best Disney movie of all time? Maybe the question isn't that simple. So join us every Saturday as hosts from all across That's Not Canon fight for their movies in one-on-one debates moderated by me, Zane C. Weber, in order to decide once and for all which of Disney's beloved classics or recent hits will take the crown.
Mine.
Save it for the show. Available now on Spotify, iTunes, and wherever you find podcasts.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.